just seeing the changes that have taken place over time, both on the site here and in the creek adjacent to it, you know, I wouldn't have thought, how many years ago was that, 35, 40 years ago, I certainly wouldn't have envisioned what we're seeing here today, and I'm happy to see it. I came here as a welder to help construct the plant. I was able to learn how to operate motor graders, bulldozers, scrapers, and work my way up to being a plant foreman here. So I ran the operation here at one time. You know, there were times when I was running a crane and I'd never had any training, formal training on a crane. And they said, well, okay, you know, get up in the seat and, you know, start moving this material around for us, this steel, as we start putting the plant up. And, you know, certainly today that's not allowed. And some of the things we used to do would be to, you'd get a load that had to go up high and you'd just get up there, stand on it, and grab onto the cable, and you'd give them this signal like this, and they would hoist you up, and you'd go up with the load. And that's another thing that they don't do nowadays. The hard part of running scraper is actually getting the load in the machine. Then once you've got it up, it's kind of like driving a truck. You're just going down the road, and it's hot, and there weren't any air-conditioned cabs. Everything was open cab back then. So you're bouncing down the road, and being young guys, we were probably out late the night before, and in the morning before we get on the machine, there'd be tomato fields around here. Well, we'd go out and we'd grab a couple dozen tomatoes and put them up on the machine, and as we were going by the other operator going the other way, you just flip a tomato out the window. And of course, then that would keep you awake because the other guy was going to throw one back at some point or another. So, again, nowadays, you probably wouldn't get away with that because it's a safety violation. Somebody might get hurt if they were to get hit in the head with a tomato. But back then, it was just good fun. As an industry person, I think it's important from the standpoint of being able to show the public what can be done with reclamation after a site is mined. It kind of goes back to the question of, where do you restore to? You know, do you restore, if you're going to try to restore back to pre-pioneer days, you know, it may not be realistic. Generally, what you want to do is create something that, once it's established, will take care of itself.